We have somebody with us right now who is our weekly visitor here, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, welcome to the show. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Mike, I didn't hear the run-up, so I was just sort of hanging out.
I see. All right. Well, we're glad that you could be with us. Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and that is a weekly, well, actually, there's two times a week now that the information is disseminated to us, and that's all the tech headlines and entrepreneurial news that's going on in the state of Michigan. If that's the kind of thing that's interesting to you, well, then we've got an absolutely free newscast for you every week. And as I said, it's extended now to twice a week, and one of those times is lots of video content and audio content that's included as well. So, Mike, let's give people a little, hors d'oeuvre, some sampler of the things that you have in MI Tech News headlines for this week. First one up I saw was one that interested me was Pure Michigan has brought in boku dollars to the state of Michigan.
Well, according to a report, a study that was done by this company that does this for a living, studying it, you know, what happens in tourism in the States, they claim that in 2015, that $1.4 billion was generated by out-of-state visitors coming to Michigan, and the legislature obviously invests in the Pure Michigan campaign. So they say that the return on investment for every dollar spent was $7.67. Not bad.
And that's up almost a dollar from the year before that, 2014.
That's so probably better than even Gary's portfolio is doing.
So. By the way, I also saw another statistic in there was kind of interesting. In 2015, Michigan recorded the highest occupancy rate, revenue per room available, rate, and average daily rate since the data has been available. That's really, really good.
Yeah, the motels and hotels love that, right?
So absolutely.
People are coming, they're staying, they're spending money, and everybody's happy. So
I don't know about you guys, but I love the Pure Michigan campaign. That, to me, has been one of the greatest things about it. Just the campaign itself has been really beautiful, but boy, has it been really effective as well.
Yeah, it really has been. It's tremendous. It's usually ranked in the top couple, two or three every year for effectiveness, you know, out of all the states.
Mike, one of the things that you also post in the MI Tech News are some editorial comments, and I found one interesting in there. One of your commenters declared that the recent study on the potential oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac was flawed.
Yeah, that came from Brad Shamla, who's the Enbridge Vice President of U.S. Operations. So he's the guy that actually runs all the pipelines for Enbridge around the state, around the country, wherever they're at. And so he read that we published the U of M report, which said that if that pipeline ruptured, it could do catastrophic damage to the Great Lakes. So he contacted us and said, I'd like to have equal time. And I go, absolutely. So he wrote an editorial and said that that's just not the case, that they inspect it all the time. They have shut-off valves on either side of the straits, and that if the pressure drops over a couple-of-minute period, all sorts of emergency alarms go off. But you still got 5 miles of oil in that pipeline, no matter what you do, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, exactly.
I got to be fair. U of M was not real happy with that situation, and in their models, and he just said the models were flawed and it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, we're talking with Mike Brennan, by the way, who's the editor of MI Tech News, and we're talking about the kind of information that he shares every week and that you can get for free, by the way, by simply subscribing at mitechnews.com or go to internetadvisor.net and you scroll down the page and there you are. You can see Mike's smiling face and you can subscribe right there. Maybe another example, final one to wrap up with here is that there's a complicated deal that's going on for the ownership of ITC, which is one of our largest energy companies.
I'm glad I was a financial writer at one time, because it took me a while to figure this one out.
I know.
it's crazy. This big Canadian utility bid $6.9 billion to acquire ITC Holdings. ITC Holdings was shopping around looking for someone to come in because they needed to get bigger. But the Canadian company didn't have all the money, so they've gone to the Singapore Sovereign Wealth Fund, got them to pony up $1.23 billion in cash.
Good grief.
And then if the shareholders approve all this next month, it goes on. If the shareholders approve all this next month, then they're going to borrow $2 billion so they can complete the acquisition of ITC. And it's all going to stay pretty much the same. It's still going to be ITC. It's still going to be Innovi. They're going to let them run their own thing. It's just that we're going to have this big Canadian and U.S. conglomerate utility. But yeah, that was one of the more complicated deals I've seen in a while.
Well, if you want to follow that kind of three-dimensional chess match, that's the kind of thing that Mike reports on as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us here on the Internet Advisor.
Thanks, guy. Have a great day.
All right.